This is episode number 22, and today we're kicking off the 5-Minute Friday sessions. Hello and welcome to the Super Data Science Podcast. And first off, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a listener on the show. You have helped us grow substantially and really invite very interesting guests. Right now, when a new episode of the show comes out, over 1,000 people listen to it on the very first day, and that's a huge breakthrough for us at Super Data Science, and we couldn't have done it without you. So thank you so much for being a part of this, and that has allowed us to invite some very interesting and diverse guests onto the show. So what is this concept of 5-Minute Fridays all about? Well, just like you, I also follow people around the world. I listen to podcasts, and I want to learn about their careers, about how they do things, and how to improve my own life. And one of the people I listen to, or whose podcast I listen to, is Lewis Howes. He's got a podcast called The School of Greatness. And if you haven't heard of Lewis or The School of Greatness, then I highly recommend checking it out. He's got some very interesting guests who he invites onto his show, and he shares some great ideas. And basically, on his podcast, Lewis started this concept quite some time ago, actually, started this concept of 5-Minute Fridays, where instead of inviting a guest, he just shares his own thoughts with the listeners. He shares his own views and ideas and things that inspired him. And I thought that was a great idea, and I wanted to create something similar on our show. So we're going to try out these 5-Minute Fridays, and if you like them, let me know and we'll continue. And if you don't, we'll do something else. We'll replace them with something else. Of course, everything is going to be based on the feedback you guys provide, so let me know how this goes. And today we're going to start with a very interesting concept. I really wanted to kick off this very first 5-Minute Friday with something that you don't normally encounter, or like a thought that you don't normally come across in our day-to-day lives. And it's not necessarily related directly to analytics. And this is something that I wanted to warn you guys about, that probably these 5-Minute Fridays are oftentimes are not going to be directly related to analytics. These are just thoughts and ideas that have inspired me to improve my career, improve my life, improve things that I do, and just become a better person in general. And so this first concept that we're going to talk about is called soy pei, and it's a Cantonese term, which in translation into English means the skin of water. And so what is it all about, and how did I come across this concept? Well, the story starts with my friend. My friend is a chiropractor or a physio, and he has his own practice here in Australia, but he actually lived in Hong Kong for 20 years, and he's a master of Kung Fu, and he was really exposed to this Eastern culture, and he brought a lot of it back. And whenever I go over to see him, we have these very deep and meaningful conversations, and he shares his opinion on many things that are bothering me, but his opinion is very different to all the other people around me because of his exposure to all of this Cantonese culture, to all of this Eastern medicine, to Kung Fu, and he has these very interesting philosophical points. And I don't really remember what exactly prompted this conversation, but basically he was explaining that sometimes as people, we actually have two sides to our personalities, or two sides to who we are. We have the surface, we have what we want to show other people, and then we have what we actually, who we actually are deep inside. And hence the term soy pei, or the skin of water, because the ocean, just like that as well, has the surface and has what's deep inside. So it has the skin of the water or the surface, and has the actual depths deep down inside. And a good example is when, for instance, you're going on a first date with somebody new, and you wear your best clothes, you really want to impress other person, you want to smell nice, you want to have these interesting conversations. So you really prepare for this first date, and And then you go and you have a great time, and basically you really do impress this other person. But then let's imagine that 3 or 5 months later, you're both sitting on the couch, you're already dating, and you're just watching a movie and eating pizza, and you are completely not that person who went on that first date. You are now entirely yourself, that person who you actually are. And so that is an illustration of the concept of soi-pei. And not only does it happen on dates, it can happen at interviews when you want to really impress the people that are interviewing you. But then when you actually join the team, you become, you're more comfortable being yourself. And slowly with time, your behavior changes as or compared to what it was on the interview. And in lots of other situations in life where we have to, for the first time, show ourselves or present ourselves to other people. And what he was explaining was that if you find that when you go to these events or go to these, or when these times happen, when you are interacting with new people for the first time, if you find that you are being a different person, that might mean that you're not entirely comfortable being yourself, that you are putting on this mask or on the show because the person who you are deep down inside, you know that that person has certain flaws or certain habits or certain behaviors that are going to detract other people away from you. And basically what he was saying is that it's like the ocean, right? It's like the skin of water. Yes, you can put on this mask for, you know, for the first interaction, for a couple interactions, but later, eventually, people will still find out the real you. They will still look beneath the surface of the water, and that is where all the substance is. That is where the real you lives, and that is what they will eventually see. And if you're not comfortable with who you are, then sooner or later, if you think that you will detract people just because you're not comfortable with who you are, sooner or later that will come out. So basically his advice was that you should be comfortable to present to other people who you are. That surface of the water and the depths of the water should be maximally aligned. And therefore you should be comfortable presenting who you are. And if they're not, that could be a signal that there's something that you can work on to become a better person. So there we go. That was the concept of soi-pei, and that was our very first 5-Minute Friday session. So what did you think? Let me know if you enjoy this format, if you'd like to hear more inspirational or interesting ideas that I come across in my life. I'd really like to know your thoughts. You can leave your comments the Super Data Science website at superdatascience.com/22, or you can leave them if you're listening on SoundCloud right in the track. And basically we're going to do about a month of these, and based on your feedback, we'll either continue them or we'll think of some other format to replace them. And I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and maybe picked up something new for yourself. And on that note, thank you very much for listening to this show. Thank you very much for being a subscriber. I really appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you next time. And until then, happy analyzing.